Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On today's big show, comedian Ryan Hamilton. He's coming up in just a minute.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
I'm your host, Megan Klingenberg. And after interviewing so many dudes during this Men's World Cup, I'm so happy to be back with my U.S. Women's National Team players.
I know the U.S. Men's National Team has changed how I think about myself, how I think about being an American, how I think about being on a team.
It's 1 year out from that World Cup, and we're going to talk about the brightest prospects in U.S. soccer. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
The alien who just discovered things here on Earth.
My passport expired. I didn't know they were only good for 10 years.
This has been the alien who just discovered things here on
Earth. We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
There he is. Well, that is a handsome man. Look at those white teeth.
Hi, Ryan.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, Ryan.
It's comedian Ryan Hamilton. And funny enough, years and years and years ago, I said to Ryan, you look kind of like a goyish Jerry Seinfeld. And then I was in New York City one day. I'm walking by, I think it was Radio City Music Hall, and Jerry Seinfeld, opening act, Ryan Hamilton.
Oh,
that's right. You called it. You called it, Tom.
Yeah, and I unfortunately couldn't go that night, and I was leaving town the next day, but that was really cool. I know you work with Jerry Seinfeld a lot now. Am I getting this right?
Yeah, we've been on the road. I've been on the road with him for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years here and there. You know, he's got a bunch of guys he kind of rotates through. And when I'm pretty lucky, I get to go out once in a while. So it's really fun. Yeah.
Now, do you mind if I ask about the bus accident? Was it in New York?
It was in L.A. I live in New York. It was in L.A. I'm from Idaho, if you remember. And It just seems like the kind of accident that they warn you against when you leave Idaho.
But are you okay? I'm
okay. I got hit by a shuttle bus in the crosswalk with the light. This arm was broken. I got a titanium plate here and 10 broken ribs.
Whoa.
And lung at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but I'm doing okay. I had a good recovery. And but when you get hit by a bus as a comedian, you kind of can't not talk about that. So yeah.
Now, so it's your left arm. Can you raise it all the way above your head like that?
Yeah. I got good mobility. I'm doing
good for you. So my right arm, I can only get it up that high. I've got a big chunk of titanium in my arm too. So, but it was not a bus. It was just gravity, asphalt, a golf cart, and a motorcycle. It's a long story. Our guest is Ryan Hamilton, great comedian. And I remember when you were first going out and you'd stop by here occasionally. You mentioned you're from Idaho, as I recall, of the Mormon faith, Mormon background.
I grew up Mormon in that world. Yeah.
Now, are you still a single guy?
I'm a single person. Yes. But I did the Tonight Show last night and my opening line was, I'm single. I've never been married. I have no children. This is it. And it's pretty good. And then there's a moment at night when I say out loud to no one, well, I guess I'm going to turn in.
With your Mormon background, does that make, how do I word this delicately?
Uh-oh.
Are most of your Mormon friends from back in the day, are they more likely to be married and have families than those of another faith? It seems to me that more family type oriented.
It's family's a very important part of the religion, and I really appreciate that. And a lot of my friends I grew up with and that I'm still part of that world, it's just me. I got a family of one over here, but I'm doing well.
But does that bother your family that you're not?
Oh no, my family's great. You know, they're very we have all sorts of diversity in my family in terms of thinking and beliefs, and there's no pressure in my family. I'm very lucky that way, that we all are just kind of in the same world in terms of, you know, letting each other do what we
do. Do you get back to Idaho much?
Yeah, I do. I go back quite a lot. I'm hoping to get back possibly for the 4th of July holidays. My favorite time to be there. We have a big parade every year in the little town I grew up in. Every year, we have one street in my town, and it's big enough for a parade. We have 500 people in the parade and 500 people watching the parade in a town of 1,000 people. We have exactly enough people to have a parade. If someone stays home, they kind of ruin the parade.
We're speaking with the comedian Ryan Hamilton. Ryan has long been a favorite of ours. We just haven't seen you in person in a long time.
I know.
Do you mind if I go back to the bus thing? So you were obviously knocked to the ground, right?
Yeah, I stood up immediately, actually, which really freaked people out. People didn't like that at all. And, you know, it was, I couldn't breathe. I talk about all of this in the set, but I thought that I could see my hand. I was holding my hand in front of my face, but I couldn't see it.
Wow.
Eventually realized that my hand was behind my back, which is the punchline to that little joke. Yeah. So, you know, I remember the whole thing. I didn't have any head trauma, anything like that, which they were all the doctors were shocked by. And but
did you get into an ambulance?
Yeah, I was in the ambulance. I was wrapped up tight. They put me in this burrito thing. When you're in an accident like that, I think they just go, "We don't know what's broken. Get the burrito." And I got my neck brace up and I'm wrapped up tight.
Wow.
And they're asking me questions, and I just felt like I was nailing it. And I didn't know if it was the adrenaline or what, but I had access to information I didn't normally have.
So were you hospitalized in Los Angeles then?
I was in L.A. for 5 days. And the nurses were great. There was this nurse who would come in every night. She'd dab my face with a cold washcloth. And this one, she was a bit unorthodox. And she'd go, "Oh, baby." And this was the highlight of my day. And then that bus driver was a bad, bad man.
I know.
Once again, we're speaking with Ryan Hamilton. The new Netflix show is called This Just Hit Me. Where was it recorded?
We recorded it in Seattle at a theater called The Neptune, which oddly enough, I had lived about a 5-minute walk from there when I first started doing comedy full time. I moved to Seattle for a year. And this venue, I'd had some of the best shows of my life in this venue, and they had the right date. And so we just grabbed it. I ended up doing it in Seattle, which I really enjoyed. We shot it way back in October. So it's just finally getting out now. It took me a while to edit it. I really wanted to make it right. And
great. Those Halloween jokes are not going to land.
Very cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Did you record just one show or did you do multiple shows?
We did two shows in one night. I would say 90% of it's all from one show.
So you're wearing the same clothes.
Yeah,
I mentioned that because we did something for Comedy Central and one of the comedians,
yeah,
they couldn't use part of the second show because his armpits had gotten so soaked they couldn't cut back and forth. It just looked too weird. So they went, "Well, we got to use the first show." Joke gets no laughs there. Once again, our guest, Ryan Hamilton, distinguished comedian. Are there any other fellow comics from Idaho out there?
Do you guys know Dan Cummins?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Dan,
before, right? Yeah. Yep. Yeah. 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 Dan is from northern Idaho. I'm from southern Idaho.
You guys get does the north and south get along?
It's contentious, isn't it? Yeah.
Or do you have some kind of special weird civil war?
I need to have a child so that it can marry Dan's child, and then we could finally get a union together.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't Dan? Isn't Dan
Riggins?
Didn't Dan Idaho? get yeah. Yeah, Reagan's Idaho. Didn't he? Is he the guy that lived in an RV for a year or something?
I wouldn't believe that. Yeah, I didn't know that about Dan, but I would not be surprised. But yes, he grew up in a little town, Riggins, I believe. I think he's in, he might be out of Spokane now, but he's an old friend, which is in Washington, but right on the border. But he's an old friend of mine, and he's a fantastic comedian. But yeah, there aren't too many. There are not a lot that, I'm sure there are other comedians, but those are the one, that's the one that I know.
We're speaking with Ryan Hamilton, and Ryan is out and about often with Jerry Seinfeld and another friend of the show, Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
And it's got to be weird because both, I mean, Nate's playing gigantic arenas.
Huge arenas, yeah.
Does that affect the way you do your delivery? Is it, or just get out there and go?
You know, it's interesting. He does it in the round. That's how, you know, so, which is always fun. It's like an interesting, we adapt really quick. I always tell comedians, they always go, how do you do that in the round? And comedians, we get so used to a different environment every night, we forget how good we are at adapting. So it's like, you know, the first couple minutes you go, oh, this is interesting. And then eventually you're just like, I know how to do this. But you're playing to the cameras a lot in a big arena like that. You really, you know, and you've got different cameras that you're hitting. Nate has four cameras, one in each corner. So you kind of want to make sure you're delivering punchlines, you know, you're timing it so that you're, as you're rotating in this 360 degree environment, you're nailing punchlines to a camera, and that helps. Yeah. You know, but it's really fun. It's a new little thing, but it's fun.
To go the other direction, to go back in time.
Yeah.
What was your first national televised, perhaps late night gig or daytime talk show?
The first late night gig I did was on Conan. And boy, I don't even remember what year that was exactly. Probably like 2008 or 10.
Do you remember do you remember the first joke?
It might have been. You guys might remember this joke. I look like this. I look really happy all the time, but I don't feel like this. Every day, I look in the mirror and I go, "This is inaccurate." you know. And it's difficult. I can't just show up at a funeral, you know? I'm so sorry for your loss.
Big smile. Oh, that is so funny.
Big smile. Very visual joke.
That is so perfect. That's why, I mean, obviously, yep. The best material is material you write about yourself. And that, yes. that just is you. That's so funny.
The first Netflix special is called Happy Face, which was also the opening.
It's great.
Joke. Of that special.
That's a great special. Can't wait to watch the new one.
Once again, we're talking with Ryan Hamilton. What else is going on in your life? You're fit. You do really resemble a slightly younger Jerry Seinfeld.
I get that a lot. I don't know. People, I see these comments once in a while. People just, for whatever reason, they want to identify my look. They go, mix between Jerry Seinfeld and somebody, or... I've been getting Sam Altman lately. a white Chris Rock. Every once in a great while.
That's interesting.
I don't know why this is what people want to do with me, but they want to do that. But what else is going on? This is it. My life has been getting this special out right now. And I've been so wrapped up in that. I'm looking forward to getting a little time this summer to create new material. Now I'm in the fun part of, I'm working on new stuff.
A couple real quick questions before you go. You live in New York City now.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you drive?
I don't. I had a car. I got a car during COVID. I was in Idaho for COVID and I drove my car back to New York, and I kept it here, but I sold it. I wasn't using it enough. I'd have to take a subway to pick up my car.
That is such a New York sentence.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you ever get to drive with Jerry in one of his Porsches?
Yeah, I mean, we drive, you know, every once in a while. It's interesting. We became friends, and I was just moving into this new apartment, and I moved into this place, and we were friends. And then I learned that I lived across the street from him. And I was really nervous to tell him because we just started becoming friends. And then I had to go, hey, buddy, guess who's your best friend?
I heard Larry Miller talking about how when he works with Jerry, sometimes Jerry will rent out a movie theater earlier in the day, and then they go and watch a movie just them and get popcorn. Yeah. And so have you done that with him?
We do it every weekend. We're on the road. He has a routine, and it's really great. Yeah, we have breakfast at the set time, and then from breakfast we go see a movie that's pre-set up. And then we go, people, I tell the schedule to comedians and they go, this is a dream because you don't have to worry about anything. You know exactly what you're going to do. It really makes the whole experience of the road fun. And it kind of releases your mind to get ready for the show. You're not making any decisions. So it's really great. Then we go to lunch. Wow. Then we go for a half hour walk after lunch. Yeah. Really great. Yeah.
Well, there's a reason Jerry is so good. I know he's disciplined and he sits down with a pad of paper and no distractions and writes all the time. Ryan, it's such a pleasure to see you again.
And don't be a stranger, Ryan. Come by the next time.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to. Yeah, check this out. Back.
We'll make sure that we rent a movie theater for you. so you're comfortable and get to
get big time, Ryan. Yeah, so,
you know,
the limo has to be a Porsche, as Christy said. Oh. Jeez, this guy is demanding. My God. I promised I had no more questions. I do have one more. Yeah. Do you do any acting?
Not a ton. I mean, I used to go out for auditions just when they would come up. I like it. I'm open to it. If anyone's really wanting to,
if they want to do the Jerry Seinfeld story.
No, you should go in and read for like a super bad guy and see what they'll say.
Oh God, you'd be a great
Mr.
bad guy.
Happy.
Yeah, but
I get that a lot, actually.
The happy hitman.
Yeah.
Right. He couldn't be guilty.
We put out a little trailer for this that was really interesting, and it actually required some acting. The trailer is really interesting. I tell the story of what happened before the accident, which is not in the material. So we put out this little 2-minute trailer you can find on YouTube. You go to my website, it's linked there. And it actually required a little bit of acting, so it's like a scripted kind of thing that we used as the trailer. So that's the first thing I've done in a while, but if you're interested in checking that out, it was kind of a very we cool. shot it right. very cinematically.
Line?
Yeah. Shut up, Tom, is your line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Ryan, we'll see you. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Start your day with the morning jolt of Drake Toll.
See, now it's on demand. My podcast is kind of a radio thing, I think, but also it's a bit of a TV show, and it's about whatever I want it to be. It's listening live as it happened, when it happened, with the instant reaction.
Your home for talking sports.
We go back. The Drake Toll Show, Westwood One Sports Network. And there it will be. On demand. On your radio. Anywhere in the country. I'll see you there.
Westwood One Sports Talk. Your home for Drake Toll. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.